Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Well, there's absolutely nothing going on in Manhattan today, so we've decided not to have the chamber on today. So I'm just kidding. Jason Smith is here in studio with us here, the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. How are you doing, Jason?
I'm doing great. It is crazy today. There's a lot going on.
Certainly is. We were talking here on our newscast that this may be one of the busiest Thursdays, if not days, that Manhattan's seen here in about 18 months.
Well, yeah, and then you add in football weekend, and so, yeah, it's pretty hectic. I was sharing with you earlier my calendar. This is one of those days that where the chamber president earns their money. I have, like, eight meetings and five or six of them I'm speaking at. So, yeah, it's a hectic day, and then, of course, all the activities going on downtown tonight. So if you can't find something to do, you're just not looking.
That's absolutely right, and it's good to see that. It's good to see activity going on. That's good for business, obviously, and we like to see that. I know we're seeing last weekend, I'm sure hotel occupancy was probably through the roof, and you know, all kinds of stuff going on. And we've got some ribbon cuttings that'll be happening as well pretty soon.
Well, so one major ribbon cutting coming up, and that's one that I think a lot of people have been waiting for, even though the facility is open. But September 23rd, we will be at the Courtyard in Aggieville, and they are celebrating their official opening. That's at 4:30, and the official address of that is 715 North 12th Street. We've had a run of ribbon cuttings lately. We had five in the last couple of weeks. Express Wellness Urgent Care, which is 435 McCall Road. The second location of Scooters at 2931 Claflin. Of course, that's the West Loop location. We helped KSU Vet Health open their new Hills Pet Health and Nutrition Center, which is a partnership with Hills Pet Health, and that's at their facility at 1800 Denison. ARC Physical Therapy Plus opened. Helped them celebrate their opening just a couple days ago, and that's at 8200 Southport Drive, Suite 106. And then yesterday, even though she opened over a year and a half ago, we helped celebrate the opening of the Alms Group Insurance, and that's Ashley Urban. She's in the old community house at 120 North 4th Street. She opened a month after the pandemic started, and we've just not been able to help her celebrate that opening, so we were glad to do that. One of the other things that I do want to mention, because it's a big deal and for a business especially, we helped Sink Gordon, and we helped them recognize their 75th year in business. So 75 years being in doing anything is a big deal, and it is not true that Roger Sink has been with them for 75 years, though. But we did present Roger and Jim Gordon a plaque recognizing that accomplishment, and they've been in Manhattan for 75 years and been such a big part of this community. So certainly excited to help them celebrate that.
All right. Well, that's all good. And you know, this is a point of pride for businesses when they have these ribbon cuttings, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a couple things. Number one, it's an accomplishment for an entrepreneur to get to a point where they've actually opened a business. There's a lot of work that goes into that. We've talked about it in here before. One of the things from the chamber that we are most proud of is our partnership with Washburn in bringing the Small Business Development Center office to Manhattan. And so that is actually housed at the chamber. And they work with businesses of all kinds in helping them do all the things necessary to get to a point where they can open a business. And I think a lot of people will come into this situation. I shouldn't say a lot. There are some people who will say, I want to open my own business. And they walk into a bank and they say, I need $50,000 to open a business. And the bank says, okay, where's your business plan? They go, what's that? And so what the SBDC does is they basically sit down with entrepreneurs to start with, and they walk them through the process of developing their strategy and developing their business plan and coming up with all the things that are necessary to be able to go to a bank at that point and say, okay, I need $50,000 because I need this, 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 and this, and here's my revenues and here's my projections. And so an entrepreneur in most cases have gone through that process, which is months in some cases. They've found a facility, they've rehabbed a facility, they've worked with the city and get all their code. So getting the doors open is a reason to celebrate. And we like to be there. You know, I always thank make sure that I thank people for allowing us to be there to help them celebrate, because it is a big moment for them, and it's a moment that the entire time they're open that they'll remember. One of the other things we do for businesses, ribbon cuttings we reserve for members, but one of the things we do for all new businesses, if we find out that they've opened, is we present them with a first dollar plaque. And so a lot of times you'll walk into a business and they have their first dollar up, and we've framed that and provided that for them as well, because it's just a point of pride, and it's something that we all should celebrate, entrepreneurship. The other thing it does, ribbon cuttings does for a business, is it lets them get the word out that, hey, we're here, we're open, this is what we do. We started a new thing just a couple months ago where prior to the ribbon cutting, we have one of our staff people go and do a video tour of the facility and all the things that they have inside. And those have gotten an enormous amount of traction on social media. People like to watch that and see kind of what that facility looks like, because you'll drive by it and you go, I wonder what that looks like on the inside. So get a chance to do that. But again, Chamber's synonymous with ribbon cuttings. We have big scissors. We have big red ribbons. And we enjoy doing that, and I always make sure that the businesses that allow us to come in and help them celebrate that we make sure we thank them, because it is a big deal.
Now, Kevin Ingram from Manhattan Christian College was in here yesterday, and he brought us some cookies, and he brought them from a new place that's coming soon, Eileen's, and I think they said they're opening October 7th on the box of cookies that he brought. Have they reached out to the chamber yet? Do you know?
I don't know the answer to that question. Charlotte and Samantha manage that. Of course, you're a Nebraska guy, and I've lived in Nebraska. We're familiar with Eileen's. So I would anticipate that we will be calling on them soon to get them to be part of the chamber. Yeah.
Oh, all right. I can't tell you how excited I was when I saw that they were opening up over by Target.
And so. I still feel like, Brandon, this is you and Dave reminding me that I don't bring in cookies on a regular basis. So I forgot all about that. I apologize.
Maybe just you're busy. You're a busy man.
So is Kevin Ingram. I guess if Kevin can bring in cookies, I should be able to bring in cookies too. So.
It certainly is exciting, as you mentioned, though, with all this new stuff happening here. And that hotel in Aggieville, what a phenomenal opportunity that is here for Manhattan to have something nice and new. We've already got some great hotels, but that's just another one in the system here that will help with more visitors coming in. And, boy, the prime location there, too. I mean, that's a great spot for all visitors coming into town.
Sure, and it's got a lot of visibility. And we're very excited about what the potential is for that, as well as for the entire Aggieville development. I know they presented to the city commission a couple nights ago to give an update on that process, but it's really important for this community to continue to invest in Aggieville. Aggieville is such a critical piece to a couple of things. Number one, it's an attraction for people who want to live here. We have an entertainment district that's vibrant and lively, and there's always things going on, and so there's definitely a strategy to keep that part of it going, but also for tourism. There are people, whether they, in a lot of cases went to school here and they have memories of Aggieville, and whether it's part of their school experience or game day experience or whatever. And we just can't, the Aggieville project started as we have to make sure that the infrastructure stays modern and up to date. And you just can't let the water pipes go bad. You can't let the sewer pipes go bad. You have to make sure the streets are okay. And so when you do that, then you start looking at that and think about, well, what else from a visioning standpoint can we do? And I think that there's been a lot of thought put into it. I think the garage is a good step in terms of creating additional parking capacity. I think the project that has been brought forward recently provides another element, which is daytime population. So they've got significant office space that they're scheduling to be part of that project. If we're going to attract all kinds of businesses to Aggieville and not just bars and clubs, although we like the bars and clubs too, but you're going to have consistent what I've heard before referred to as 18-hour traffic, right? So from the time you get up in the – people who live down there get up in the morning, go get their coffee and all the things that are part of that, to coming to work and being there all day for work, and then having dinner or drinks or whatever, and then you have the evening traffic. And that's the only way to have sustainable business development in any district, is to make sure that you have sustainable traffic for – all the daytime hours. And so that project will create some additional daytime population. And so potentially you see different kinds of restaurants who need lunch traffic to be viable, or maybe you see different kind of retailers that look at that area. And so that all is real exciting. Obviously, there's a lot of details to work out, but we've supported the issuing the RFP for that project, as well as supported moving forward with the developer who submitted his project. So if you add if that comes about, you have the garage, you have the hotel, that changes the face of, changes a lot of the face of Aggieville. But in my opinion, because you haven't really touched Morrow and those, it doesn't change the character. And so so I think that's real exciting. And I think the hotel was kind of the first project of that. Well, it was the first major project of that. And using the tax increment financing has helped finance a lot of what's going on down there right now.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And this is not something that's going to just happen overnight. This is a multi-year project. And we're just going to continue probably to see more of that redevelopment going on.
Yeah, and you know, when you visit communities across the country, you see where this has happened, right? Mm-hmm. I guess close to us, Lincoln had the Haymarket a number of years ago, and what they rejuvenated the Haymarket and what that's turned into in terms of attraction, both for people to move there and people to visit. But there's in Omaha had the Old Market, and Kansas City had KCP&L. I mean, those are big examples, but it's not what we're trying to do is not unlike some of the things that are going on there. And on a smaller scale, I think can be as effective to keep Manhattan growing as it has been for those communities, to keep those communities growing.
All right. Well, we'll take a time out and come back more with Jason Smith from the Manhattan Chamber here on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.